learning, we're learning Chayyadim, we're starting Klal Chav Gimel. So we're learning Klal Chav Gimel, Simen Aleph. Now the name of the Simen is Dinei Birchas Merkachas. Merkachas is when you would, literally an apothecary, he would make brews. So you're going to brew something together. Over here, we're talking about taking different solids, different ingredients, and mixing them together, making some type of a mixture out of it. And that's a merkachas. So current ein gemachs. Ein gemachs means something that you made. It was gemacht, it was made. So as opposed to something that is in its original state, it's a combination of different foods together. So the first scenario he deals with is kol mini peres shemitagnin bidvash. They would fry it in honey. So it would become, it would have a candied flavor. It would sweeten it and add like it would harden on it. So it'd be like a candied item. So a person does that with a fruit. Excuse me. And he fries it in honey. So the question is: first of all, what's the ikar and what's the tofel? Is the fruit the ikar and the honey is the tofel, or the vice versa? So is the first question. So the assumption is that the fruit is the ikar and the honey is secondary. The question is, there are certain fruits which are not really edible as is, and when you cook them with the honey, that makes them edible. So what happens in that situation? So, imhem gedarlim kol kach. If the fruit is grown enough, it's reached a stage of growth that you could eat the fruit if you wanted to. It's under necessity. In the case of necessity, a person could eat it and would eat it. Therefore, mevorachim prihoetz, so it's called the prihoetz. And now that you cooked it with honey, it's a normal way to eat it. So it's a prihoetz. If when it's raw, it's still so immature in its growth that it's not really edible at all. Even they would take young nuts, which still have a green shell around them, and the nut isn't really edible, and they would fry them in this honey, and they would become edible. So in that situation, the bracha is a shahakol. Okay. And he says, to take a look back, what he said in Simon Nun Aleph, Kal Nun Aleph Simon Zion, Kal Nun Aleph Simon Zion, that he says that Paris in the earlier stages, when they're very sour, if they can be Nechal Yeret Chak, the Brachas Repuates, if they can't be Nechal Yeman Yeret Chak, so then there's no Bracha at all. And the Chayyadim himself suggested that they should really be a shahakol, unless you've done something to make them more edible. And that's the scenario over here. Okay. Now, the Chayyadim continues in Simen Beis, and this thus is the vegetables which tend to grow as roots of the plant. Come in a fossa simen beis. For marin, for example, carrots, ribbon is turnips, barikish is beets, selik, retach is snow, is radishes, charein is chazeris, horseradish root, ingevar, which is ginger. Mevar brei pri adama. So the bracha on these things is brei pri adama. Even though they don't go into yarukas, they're not eating the leaf of the plant, and they're not eating the seed of the plant. They're actually eating the part of the plant itself. But it's not worse than eating the part of the plant which is the leaf. You're eating this part of the plant. So the bracha is adama. What he means to say is that you now took them and you fried them in honey. So the bracha is brei pri adama. The kima shehem o'ikr, hadmash nasa tofel lehem. we look at them as being the Iker and the Dabash as being the Tofu, and therefore the Brocha is Repi Adama and not Shahakol based on the Dabash. So that's the point that the Chayyadam wants to bring out. Like we mentioned at the beginning of today's halacha, that the Dabash is the Tofu and the plant is the Iker. So this is where the Chayyadam says it very explicitly. Now there's an interesting point over here that the Chayyadam deals with the status of the Brocha on crane in general, what would be the appropriate bracha to say on crane. And Beis Hashem, we'll talk about that in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.